views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Good day, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, we're going to jump right in today's episode as we have some great information to share. As you may recall from our last episode, we discussed passion, purpose, and truly understanding your why. Well, today we are going to build on that with a discussion of the power of joy and purpose with our guest host, Nicole Martin. So Nicole is Chief Empowerment Officer and founder of HR Boost LLC, a shared services consulting firm based in Chicago, Illinois. She has been recognized for her professional excellence and really her work in the community. She's been honored by multiple organizations, including most recently as a 2017 annual awardee for business excellence by the Daily Herald Business Ledger, as well as in 2016, Enterprising Woman of the Year champion by the Enterprising Women magazine. She is sought after for her excellence and her expertise, and her knowledge and advice has been featured in many newspapers and magazines throughout the country. Some of her recent publications include the Daily Herald, Business Ledger, and Fast Company. Nicole is a host of her online HR in the Fast Lane, and she is a contributing writer for the Chicago Business Journal. She has authored International Literary Award, an Amazon bestseller, The Talent Emergency, with the accompanying guidebook, The Human Side of Profitability, and the book that we are going to be talking about today, The Power of Joy and Purpose. So let's welcome Nicole Martin. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Erica. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm absolutely fantastic, darling.
Well, we are so honored and privileged to have you here with us. And, you know, you are known for just a plethora of wonderful things. Mm-hmm. But what I really wanted to dig into is your book, The Power of Joy and Purpose, Seven Presence Principles and Tools. So tell us, what are the seven presence principles?
Well, it's really one of those books that came to me, and it was really always just something where people say, Nicole, why do you love presence? And it started from a quote I read when I was 10, Erica, in a Reader's Digest, if you can imagine that. Like, if anyone ever heard of the Reader's Digest, when I was like 10 years old, my mother used to keep those in the bathroom.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Anyway, I read this quote once, and it just said, presence is more than just being present. And it was an anonymous quote. I wish I know where it came from, but I don't. And it stuck with me my entire life. And when people meet me today, they were always like, Nicole, what is presence to you? And it really was what the quote said, which is presence. It's more than just being who I am right now at my desk, being physically present, but bringing presence. And as I realized what were the presence tools and principles that I really came to be really familiar with and evolved to the human being that I am today, it was really what defined me. It was really learning, you know, the principle. First one was just what defined me. The second one was finding the happiness that I deserve. I deserve happiness and believing that. And principle three was, you know, coming to your empowering lens. What is the empowering lens? Capturing dignity. A lot of people forget what dignity is and the human aspect of that. We're just human beings. And seeing people, really walking in a room and saying, I see you. Not, I see you when I'm walking past you, but I see you. and capturing dignity that way. Becoming authentic is really principle 5 for me. And principle 6 really was, once you understand that authenticity, surrounding yourself properly to support that authenticity. And the final present principle for me was, you know, finding your purpose, really building purpose into everything that you do in a meaningful way, finding that purpose, where do you begin? And so those 7 principles really took me through, when I looked back at what brought me to who I am today, that I worked through to come to the place of presence that I have, for example, right now on this call with you, just fully bring with you, with my mind, my body, and my soul, not just my voice.
Oh, yes. And you mentioned that quote, presence is more than just being present. And you actually opened your book with that.
I did.
And so why? Why did you open your book with book this way?
I think sometimes, you know, you only have a moment to capture somebody's attention. And to me, the quote really does sum up what my calling was, is to remember and remind myself first and foremost, but every single person that you come across, you know, that presence is meaningful. And do you bring presence to a room? In today's busy world, it's like ever changing, right? I don't know about you, Erica, but for me, it's fast moving and it's even busier than ever before. Change and just evolution and the way we're pulled in many directions. There's lots of noise. And just as any human, we are bombarded by it, quite honestly. And I think that a lot of people that I've met, not only in my work, but in my life, they're either, you know, if they're really surrounded by that noise, they can either plug into it and become alive with it, but then become too busy with it, where you become distracted and you're never really slowing down to have that white space of presence. Or they actually shut down and you can become complacent and just running on auto, if that makes sense, all the time. Sometimes,
yes.
I mean, we've all driven home and don't know how we got there at one point in time. And if you're running on that gear, then really we need to pause. And people deeply are seeking a deeper meaning in what they do every day, how they live. And a lot of people sometimes are still asking themselves, like, why am I here?
Absolutely. And I think that's where, you know, in job descriptions, you know, people say, oh, I'm an awesome multitasker. And I wish that term never was invented, right? Because when you aren't fully present, whether it's your career, your family, an event, whatever it might be, you're not getting the most out of it. And that's life, right? If we're not fully present in the moment and taking in everything that's around us, how are we going to enjoy it, respect it, honor it?
Right. And my challenge always has been, because I'm a pretty high energy gal and I'm pretty driven in what I'm doing, but I'd like to say that I'm not driven. I'd like to say I'm purposeful or intentional.
Yes.
And when I think about that, it really is where I can come back and say, is what I'm doing right now really geared and plugged into my joy and my purpose? Or am I just running on auto and am I just being busy? And that's a big differentiating factor. And in order to ask yourself that question, you must practice presence. You must find really that you have a moment in your life, your day, you've built it in from this deep awareness of your soul and your spirit, and knowing that you're seeking harmony between your body and your mind and your spirit. Like, not just what I'm doing right now physically, but is it connected to what it is that I'm thinking and my intention? And then also, is it something that is ever evolving and ever living, which is your spirit?
Yes. I couldn't agree more with that. Now, one of the next things, right in the beginning of your book, in the context of your writing, you share the ABC model.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What roles does this model play with regards to happiness?
I love that you bring that up. It's something so simple, and it's actually something I didn't come up with. It's derived from a psychologist many years ago, Albert Ellis. And really, he kind of put forth in psychology this ABC model. And I'm somebody that's fascinated by these things. And so, of course, I like get a double major in psych by accident. I don't know about anybody else, but you're always posing these questions and have endless curiosity, right? And so I read this model long, long ago. And it was something that I found because my mother had taught it to me as a young girl. I had trauma in my life and she really came to me with this ABC methodology, which was, you know, A plus B equals C. And A would be what happens to you, this adverse situation or event, whatever it is that occurs in a moment, that's A. We don't have control over A, ever. And if we think we have control over A, we're wrong. So that's A. B is the belief, what you walk away from within your mind of what just occurred. So it's the belief or our explanation to ourselves of what happened. And B, a lot of people think they don't have control over B. They just feel what they feel. They walk away with it. They carry it with them. And they forget to realize that they have power over B. B is the one place they have control. And C is the outcome. So when you take A plus B equals C, whatever that outcome is, the outcome always is derived from what we choose to do in B, which is how we walk away from anything that happens to us. And we have to remember we have the power to choose how we walk away from anything.
And that's what we have control over, right? We don't have control over what happened, but we have control how we respond.
Yes, it's your opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's every human being's opportunity to claim their personal power back and to rise above something that maybe could bring them down.
No, and that it's a beautiful, beautiful model, because I think that's where people, they want to control or let go of control of situations. And, you know, you bring upon your happiness. You choose what you get to do. And when you know that you have that power, it's freeing.
Absolutely. A lot of people can get stuck in, this happened to me and it changed who I am. No, it doesn't change who you are unless you let it change who you are.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people who've been victimized or who feel that something's been done upon them, or that person did X to me, whatever that is, emotionally, physically, verbally, whatever it is, you can say, why did this happen to me? And you can actually plug in a belief in your own heart as to why that occurred and rise above it with the facts that it occurred, but leave the emotions behind and turn that into a learning experience potentially, or something that you survived that gave you more power, more ability, more clarity, and rise to help yourself first and then potentially others. And what did you gain from it versus what did you lose?
And that, and like you said, that is what is empowering. And that's what we're going to get into during our next segment, is really the empowering lens and in the energy and recognizing your energy blocks that's really stopping you from doing that. So before we go to break, I want to tell everybody, how do we get a copy of this book? So how can they purchase a copy of The Power and Joy and Purpose?
Oh, well, thank you, Erica. It's something that they can come straight to my website, NicoleMartin.live. And you can literally purchase it from me directly. I'll ship it to you with love. And yeah, they can just directly get it that way. It's going to be released on Amazon very soon. And I'll also be doing an Audible version in the coming year. But for now, it's just directly from me. It's hot off the press.
So that's NicoleMartin.live. But for 5 lucky listeners, Nicole will be giving away a copy of The Power of Joy and Purpose. So all you need to do is be the first 5 callers to 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Our wonderful producer, Carter, will take down your information and we'll get that information to Nicole, and a copy will be sent out directly to you. And like she said, with a lot of love. So during the next segment, we're going to discuss the empowering lens and recognizing our energy blocks. So please don't go away. There's a lot more information yet to come. And you are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. You can also sign up and subscribe for Words of Encouragement right there on the site. So during the last segment, our special guest, Nicole Martin of HR Boost, talked about finding the happiness you deserve. And before we get started, Nicole, tell us how listeners can reach you if they want to message you or interact with you or get a copy of this book that we're talking about.
Absolutely. People can always just go to my personal website, which is NicoleMartin.live. I also am on communities like LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm on Instagram under the same header, NicoleMartin.live. Or you can just reach out to me through my business, HRBoost.com. And I'm on LinkedIn communities, of course. I'm happy to connect. I encourage people to, you know, bridge and just connect for a sense of community. And I like to consider myself to be approachable and, you know, still touchable, of course. And so I think anybody that's looking for a conversation where I can help them, I think I'm willing to serve.
And she most in fact is. And all that information is also up on the Transformation Talk Radio site as well. So you can see all of her social media links. And you can go right there and talk to her. So we're going to get back into the power of joy and purpose, the seven presence principles and tools. So you share in your book how you came to realize an empowering lens. So how does one connect to their own empowering lens?
You know, I think that the empowering lens is really just becoming, you have to begin with that presence, Erica. You have to come in to first seeing yourself, maybe the way other people see you. And honestly, I don't know that you ever see yourself the way other people see you. I closed a retreat yesterday for a client and we did this gratitude close, which is to just go around the room and have each person in the room say a word, give a word to a human being as a gift. And 14 people in the room I was in yesterday, for example, gave one individual, let's say, 14 words to describe them. And every time I do this exercise, the human being that walks away with that list of words is always amazed at how other people receive them. And I think empowering yourself to realize that maybe other people see you far beyond what you see yourself as is the first thing. You must come to a place of acceptance that maybe people see you even better than you see yourself. And what a gift that is if you could come into that light. Yeah. So starting there is a good place.
And acceptance does. It paves the path, right? It paves the way.
Absolutely. I think that it's a journey, though. You know, I can give an example. And I think when I think of even my own business, I never thought I'd be a business owner, for example. I never knew that people knew me for my energy. I never realized those things. And when you really come into a place where somebody says, you know, gee, I see you this way. I want to invite people to listen to that and receive it fully. Really hear what the person says to you and really go, gosh, I never knew I was seen that way. And if you don't ever receive that from somebody, just ask somebody who's known you a long time. How would they describe you in one word? Ask someone that question who's in your circle and maybe gather some of those words and then reflect on them. Write them down and reflect on them and say, is that really how I want to be received? Is it true to how I see myself in my own likeness? And kind of do your own self-check.
Yeah, and I think that's important is that not only taking the positive, but maybe the perceived, what you perceive as negative, and really listen to that, because you might not see yourself that way, but you have to really lean in to be able to love all qualities of yourself. And if you don't, what are you going to choose to change?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the first step in emotional intelligence is self-awareness. And yes, a lot of people don't always take the, you know, it's a critical point to really be open to receive how other people receive you, not just how you perceive yourself. And that's the first step, is being willing to do that, giving permission to do that.
Yes. Oh, no. And so, but how can we recognize, you know, how can we better recognize our blinders that we have on for those things that we maybe don't see about ourselves?
Yeah, I think sometimes if we're running on auto, it's really easy to have habitual things that we do. Not only the way in which we exhibit stress and the ways that we cope with stress, everybody has stress in their life, but maybe patterns. Sometimes people are like, oh, I just have bad luck. And really, if they think about it, I believe that, you know, good energy draws good energy, attracts it, and negative energy, you know, gives back to negative energy. And sometimes if we constantly are looking at it with that negative frame, and we have things that are quote unquote happening to us repeatedly, maybe the universe is trying to show us something. Maybe we're trying to point something out to us so that we can dive deeper in our existence as to why is that occurring and what can I do to change that? What have I been doing to attract that to me? And when you think about that, the blinders sometimes are for an auto. We don't even realize it's a habit, it's habitual, or it's happened so repeatedly. One of the things that I've done over the years is journal. I think I've journaled, yes, you know, since I was probably 18 years old. And even in some of the dysfunctional pockets of my life that I can look back on as you're learning and growing into who you are, I was able to see, you'd think something, oh, that happened. Oh, that was, it's once in a blue moon. But then once you start journaling and you get accountable to yourself, you start to say, oh, actually it was last Tuesday. And then, oh, it's again this, oh, that was just Wednesday.
Yes.
And wow, there's a pattern there. And really taking accountability to recognize that there is a pattern,
right,
and what you have to do with that.
And I think that's so important. I mean, we've talked about that in previous episodes about not only journaling from a health and wellness, you're logging your food to see what the pattern is, but also with gratitude and just don't rely on your memory, because your memories are clouded with different judgment. You know, you remember what you want to remember and you perceive things the way you see it as opposed to somebody else. So if you can start journaling and truly stepping away, taking those blinders off and seeing what is down there, I mean, that can be eye-opening.
Yeah. And it can be painful. It's an emotional process. I think if people really aren't writers, a lot of people don't like to write. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're more comfortable talking to someone. Then it's really pivotal. They find someone that they can trust, that they can talk to, that's unbiased.
Yes.
Somebody really unbiased that doesn't know maybe anybody in the situation, even if it's a counselor or somebody, you know, that's disconnected a little bit, or they haven't talked to for a few years, just somebody that's safe. And sometimes just talking out loud to somebody puts you on the record and holds you to greater accountability, especially if it's a friend. Your friend will fight for you, protect you if they're a true friend, and really hold you accountable to what you said you wanted or what you said you wanted to get through, and partner with you through that.
Oh, yes, definitely. And then being able and willing to forgive others, which also includes ourselves. So with regards to forgiveness, where does that forgiveness begin?
Oh my gosh, I think it begins with ourselves. You have to forgive yourself. A lot of people don't realize that the power of forgiveness always is just for you, always, mm-hmm, not for the other person. And so, you know, the quiet thoughts that we think to ourselves sometimes are the meanest, most self-doubting, self-beating, deprivation type thoughts possible. And I think it's really important to just forgive ourselves, be kind to ourselves. And, you know, healing can take on many things, but to me, it means just giving yourself room to know that if you're adapting and you're moving forward, no matter in what capacity, with a better sense of just balance and self-learning from, you know, today to tomorrow, whatever that is that you're moving forward with, it's what you do today that matters. It's what you do in this moment and bringing yourself with full presence to this moment. It can be as simple as just your breath, this moment, and having gratitude in that and moving forward, not getting stuck and stagnating, not beating yourself up, not feeling negative or trapped, but moving forward and then giving yourself gratitude and grace in that moment and forgiving yourself if it took you a day, maybe it took you a week, maybe it took you a year. And in my case, it took me decades. So I think, you know, forgive yourself if you feel that, yeah, I was the person who had the power to heal that. And maybe it took me a little longer than I'd like now that I see it, but that's okay.
And it does, it takes time. And anything worth doing takes time and effort. And that includes forgiveness. And it was ideal what you said. Forgiveness is always for yourself. It's never about truly about the other person. It's when we take that weight of the anger, of the resentment, and we let go of it, it frees us. It's all about letting go. And
that's stress, the stress that people hold, Erica, you know, it's the overtaxing of their energy. However their energy force, their life force, however you tax that, and overexpend it to something that's negative and dark, it depletes your energy. And it's really one of those things that I believe you can block your energy. And if you hold that grudge, that negative energy, whatever it is, I truly believe that it can make you ill. And it's one of those things people will just sometimes say, I'm just a sick person. Well, what can we do to realize and recognize that maybe we're trapping some of the things that we should be expelling within ourselves?
Yes. Oh, and that's 100% truly right on. And it's amazing information. And I want to talk more about this energy. We'll probably get to it next segment or the following one, because it's throughout your book. And I think people don't listen to their gut, you know, the inner trust, their inner GPS, the energy, whatever you refer to it as. And we need to do that. And all of this is right on target with letting go, right? Mm-hmm. Acceptance and letting go of all those things that no longer serve you. Yeah. So we're going to go to and take a quick break, but we're going to continue our discussion with becoming authentic and authenticity. So don't forget, Nicole will be giving away 5 copies of The Power of Joy and Purpose. Simply be the first 5 callers to 1-800-930-2819. Our amazing producer, Carter, will take down all your information and a copy will be sent out to you. So call in now. It's 1-800-930-2819. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every 4th Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Goddess Light shamanic healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
And we're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Speaking of upcoming events, I'm here with Nicole Martin of HR Boost. Nicole, tell folks how they can connect with you about any of your upcoming events that you have listeners that you might want listeners to be interested in.
Oh, sure. Well, we have a number of different podcast things coming up, and sometimes those are always listed just on our Facebook homepage. We'll promote them and put them through there. Other podcasts, you know, guest events. I do some keynote speaking, of course, but that's more within my business community. And I'm going to be keynoting for the Northwest Indiana Shroom Conference, your annual conference, just in a week or so. So I have a number of different events coming up, and they're kind of cross-mingled between this calling that I have for my joy and purpose, which is my proudest, most personal kind of handprint out there. And then, you know, obviously the business venue. But you know, Erica, that what I do in my business is workplace ministry. So yes. I think, you know, all the different things that are out there are very public. And if they look it up, they'll be able to find it.
Perfect. That's on NicoleMartin.live?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Good. So earlier in the show, we talked about the empowering lens, taking off the blinders, and truly beginning to forgive. But to do any of this, we need to be authentic. So, Nicole, in your book, you quoted Eckhart Tolle, only the truth of who you are, if realized, will set you free.
Yeah.
So what does it take to be truly authentic?
I think the first thing is just asking yourself if you know how to just be. I used to actually just be mean to myself. Like, why can't I just be? Why do I always have to feel like I have to go and do X? Whatever that is, there's these things that drive us. And instead of just seeing that as maybe the gift that I bring, I used to see it as a crux, a weakness. And why couldn't I just relax and just be in a room and feel like I didn't have to get up and do something? Or, you know, why can we not just be? So asking yourself that clarity of being, do your actions daily align to your vision? And what is it that you're doing in action to help yourself feel peaceful and content? And what does it take to help you feel peaceful and content? And are you content? What will it take for you to be content?
Yeah.
And is it something that's a physical thing that you must achieve? Or is it something that you can draw from within you? And I really worked through the process to just say, it's right here within me, and calling it forth. And so really asking yourself, what is the clarity of being for you? And how do you get to that place?
Yep. Is your daily actions truly what you want to do, what you want your person to be known as? And also learning to say no. right? I mean, don't, it's the should of, I should do this. I'm expected to this. And yes, we all have those things in life that we have to do. However, if you feel an obligation towards something, you start building up that resentment towards it because you feel you have to do it. So if there's an event that you truly aren't feeling, give yourself permission to say no.
Yeah. Because when you think of like, you know, in order to know what's right for you, you have to know what's wrong.
Yes.
And so first thing you have to do is determine what feels wrong. What is it that I'd like to get rid of? What doesn't bring me joy? What is it that I keep doing that I shouldn't be doing that's keeping me from my joy? And giving yourself permission to literally empower yourself to say, no, thank you. Once you know what is wrong for you, you will clearly come into what is right for you and knowing what is right. And once you know what is right, what do you do to reinforce it? What do you do to make sure that you're feeding that, making it happen, and consistently building it into your life? And not just making it your hobby, making yes. it actual, your daily livelihood. How can you actually build that into your life so that you are joyful every day? Because God knows that you're meant to be joyful every day.
Oh, and we have to go out and get it. That's our responsibility. And I think if listeners recall, and if you don't, go back and listen to the archive podcast from last time. It's exactly what we said about purpose and finding your passion is, what is it that you dislike doing? What are some things that you really don't like? And what are some things that you love? When did you find that greatest joy? When did you have, you feel the most happy and the greatest contentment? We said make those lists, right? And you have to take action. And I think sometimes people forget that. It's not just necessarily going to fall in your lap. If it does, that's awesome. But then you still have to take action. You still have to do something about it.
Yeah. And I think you really have to overcome some things too. A lot of people,
yes.
if you ask them what makes them joyful, sometimes they do know. Some people have done the work. I had to go to a 16-hour silent retreat, if you can imagine that, and ask myself who I am. And really strip yourself of all your roles. Like you could sit all day and say, well, I'm a professional, I'm a business owner, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter. Well, forget all of that. Who are you? Mm-hmm. Strip yourself of your roles and ask yourself, who am I? And what are the three things that I need to do to get out of bed every day to feel joyful, to put my skills, my abilities, and my life force to service? Once you ask that, Erica, and answer that and do the work to answer that, you know, authentically, well, then you actually have right in front of you a gold mine of, well, how do I build that and build my life around those three things? But you have to overcome fear. A lot of people... I read once that fear was the cheapest room in the house. And yes. a lot of people live in fear and don't even realize that they're holding themselves back with that fear. And I think that once you build yourself to a sense of presence, acknowledging that you're living in a fearful place, and free yourself, you can meet it head on.
And I think that that's exactly it. Everyone does experience fear when they're wanting to show their true, authentic self, right? Will people... like me? Will they accept me? Will they think I'm being somebody else because I've been hiding the real me all this time? And so when I really am my true authentic self, what will happen? And so how does that, how can that hold us back?
Well, I think a perfect example that I had that really showed me I was living in fear when I never even acknowledged it was when I started my business. I was consulting. And for the first 2 years, I was consulting my business and doing what I love to do, really created my own perfect little playground for myself. And my first client actually looked back at me a year later and he said, Nicole, I really like your business. And I said, my business? I'm consulting. And he said, well, I'd really like to invest in your business. And I said, I'm sorry. And then he told me what he'd like to invest in my business, Erica. And I was like, okay, who does he see in the mirror, first of all? And what am I going to do with that? And I could have just declined it and I could have kept doing what I was doing and lived in fear. Instead, you actually go and look in the mirror and say, who does that person see that I'm missing? And I had to do a year of work to really learn, prepare, seek to understand, be curious about what it is that he saw, fix the margins, do a financial forecast, come back, build a business plan, and come back and say, okay, now I see what you see. And yeah, now I'll take your investment and here's my terms.
And that's, and you do, you need to believe in yourself. You have to be your number one supporter and know that being an original is always better than a copy. Don't pretend you're something you're not. Believe in yourself, accept yourself, know that you are enough.
Right.
And don't try to get those other people. Don't be something you're not so other people will like you. If you're yourself, the right people will come.
Well, and if you're yourself, you'll be joyful. You'll be projecting yes. something that people want to be a part of. And I think, imagine this, the worst case. A lot of people don't give themselves permission and they really need to just do doomsday Mary, right? They need to sit down and say, what's the worst case if I did this? What is this, right, that I want? Do the worst case of that and just digest that for a minute and say, can I accept it? And once you can accept the worst possible case that you paint for yourself, then you have nothing to lose. You can move forward willing to fail. You can move forward knowing that you could live with that. And then you give it 100% and you'd be surprised. Usually you'll do more than you ever thought you could.
And isn't that the truth? And really, isn't that what we all want? We Absolutely. All want to surround ourselves with people who are going to support our true selves. And we have to take that action and take that choice to be our true selves. Because it's within that that we're going to start finding our purpose, which is something we're going to get into next segment. But one of the other things that I wanted just to bring up quickly is with regards to authenticity. You know, what is the one thing that you could, one advice that you could give somebody to being authentic?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to really be intentional about it. It's easy to be deferred. So for example, I wanted to consult and have a business. I wanted to be a mother. I wanted to be the mother that I wanted to be, present in my children's lives when they're young, et cetera. And I think that's a challenge that just primarily a lot of women come into. But when you think of all of those different things, being authentic is really honoring your gifts and honoring them within whatever relationship you're in. For example, for me with my husband, he's a stay-at-home dad. And I actually went out and worked. And it's exact opposite of what we thought it would be when we got married. And it was us honoring each other in what it is and who we are and the type of family we want to have and be. And I think, so it comes back to just that accountability, building it. Like if you took your calendar and you just said, how am I spending my time? And what have I protected? And how have I carved out what's meaningful to me? Mm-hmm. And then driving accountability back to, am I really living that way?
Right. Not only time management, but the boundary management. What am I allowing in and out? And how am I living my life the way I want to live?
Yes, you have to actually reflect on it, build time for reflection, and be real with yourself and know, did I do what I wanted to do? Did I say what I wanted to say? Did I protect what I wanted to be remembered as?
Yep, finding that right balance and committing to being original. So we just need to let go, to lean into our own selves, and it's going to set ourselves free to find that joy we want. So we're going to go to a quick break. But before we do, just a reminder, call in to 1-800-930-2819 for your chance to win one of five copies of The Power of Joy and Purpose, The Seven Presence Principles. So this is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills here with special guest Nicole Martin. We're going to take that quick break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. I cannot believe we're almost out of time. There's just so much wonderful and impactful information in our guest, Nicole Martin's book, The Power of Joy and Purpose. There are tools and exercises right in this book for you to personally grow. So if you are not one of the first five callers that have called in today, don't worry. You can get a copy of this book yourself. Nicole, tell us again how folks can purchase a copy of this book.
It's hot off the press, Erica, so they can just go straight to NicoleMartin.live and just say, click buy now, and I'll ship it to them directly.
Awesome. That's NicoleMartin.live. So thank you so much, Nicole, for being with us today. And then one of the last principles I want to touch on is that of purpose. Now, I believe pursuit of purpose is truly a crowning fortune. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you believe we all have a calling?
Absolutely. I think we all are meant to, we're all here for a reason, I feel. And every individual is on their own journey, but how they assimilate why they're here or their personal purpose, I think that's like almost the calling of your whole life. And it can change, I feel, but the first step is getting in contact with it. And our subconscious mind is really powerful. It feeds our mind, our conscious mind. I think it's like every 9 seconds. And if you think about that, your subconscious mind is actually driving your consciousness. And how often are you getting in contact with your subconscious to really understand what your calling is? And I think you have to have presence. You will not hear your calling if you are not present fully with yourself. And you have to have that white space where you can just be present and that just be, as we talked about. You might hear yourself and get clarity through yourself and grow the most in those quiet spaces. But it is in those quiet spaces that you hear the calling. And the question is whether you acknowledge that, whether you believe it to be true, and whether you can overcome the fear to say, okay, I hear you and I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's listening. That internal GPS we discussed on one of my episodes, it's listening to that. You know, its purpose is about giving yourself unconditionally and accepting what comes back with love, even if what comes back isn't what we anticipated. Right? And it's so important to just listen. And it goes back to how you opened your book, right? That presence is more than just being present. We have to sit with that. We have to be comfortable sitting with our own thoughts so that we can hear what is being said.
Yeah, you have to feel it. Yeah. I actually had a conversation with a very dynamic woman recently who's running a multi-million dollar business. And she confided in me and let me know that she actually doesn't feel. And that's a defense mechanism when something will hurt so bad that you almost become numb. And that's a period of years of conditioning of serving other people and buffering and conditioning yourself to not feel. And I think what the first thing I would say is, are you feeling, and are you feeling fully? Are you feeling alive within your own energy? And when I think of energy, it's your life force. And are you restoring yourself to protect that energy so that you have vitality and radiance? How do you conserve it and restore it on a regular basis so that you are giving energy to a room in a positive way versus pulling it out of the room in a negative way?
Absolutely. And you throughout your book and even throughout our discussion, you mention energy. And energy is all around us. You know, how can we become more intentional with energy, especially in pursuing our purpose?
I think the first thing you have to do is acknowledge it. A lot of people may not realize how powerful energy is. And maybe you're not into some of the Eastern kind of methodologies that are out there proven for years. You could just do something as simple as understanding that when you walk in a room and you talk to a friend and a friend has a bad day, right? So your friend has a bad day. And they come to you and they're telling you about their bad day. Ask yourself, do you begin to feel down? Do you begin to absorb that negative energy from your friend? Or do you dial up your energy to bring your friend up? And it's simple to understand that there's always negative and positive energy in anything. And the energy itself, separate from any of us, must balance. And the question is, are you giving energy or are you pulling energy? You Yes. have to at least know if you feel that in any situation. And in every moment, you're either giving or pulling. And ideally, you'd want to be giving. What are we doing to change that balance?
And I believe that is so important, because even if, you know, as we were discussing during break, whether people think this energy or the vibes, it's, you know, the woo-hoo-ness of it, it's there. You know, you come into contact with somebody who is cranky, who is irritable, who is got boiling over. What exactly do you do? You know, you're in a meeting where somebody's yelling. You feel that. You start maybe cowering over your shoulders. You know, those are emotional reactions, and that is energy. You know, when you are at a concert and everybody's jumping up and down, singing and having a good time, that becomes part of you. That's energy. So even if you're not into the more, you know, Eastern philosophy, it's there. It's real. And we need to control our energy so that we are not giving it away, or having somebody take it away, I should say. Right? We're giving it away freely as opposed to it being ripped from us.
Right. A lot of people aren't even really, you have to have that sense of presence that we're talking about to even be aware of how energy is moving about you. And I think that that's why you have to come into just how you're feeling. Do you feel well? Do you feel positive? Do you feel no pain? Do you feel that you can give energy to another human being to make them feel better? Do you feel that you have any control over that at all? So you have to make space in your life to just feel first and acknowledge what you're feeling. And then wherever it's feeling off for you, acknowledging that, and then asking yourself, what can I do to make that feeling feel better?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things when you believe we all have a calling is really uncovering it, right? Uncovering your story.
Yeah.
So how can one go about? I mean, it's really truly the only person who can do it is yourself, right? You only you can uncover the story. And we write our own stories. We shouldn't let somebody else. And I think what you wrote in here was great, or what you had in here is, when you write the story of your life, don't let anyone else hold the pen.
Yeah, that's how I end the book. Yeah.
Yes. And I think that's right, right? And even if you have something that happens, it's only one chapter. It could even only be one page. Mm-hmm. You are the author. You get to write it. And it's, again, it's making that choice. It's the ABC model, right? It's something happens, then you can decide how you respond to it.
Absolutely. And it's also realizing, I mean, I used to think that I wasn't a healer. I grew up with an energy healer. My mother's an energy healer. And so I always thought of myself as not that, right? And in the moment when you realize that you, no matter where you are in this world, no matter what you do, you can live of service to the next human being you touch in that moment. And if you brought positive energy to that, if you brought that person's vibration up, if you increased a smile on their face, you've lived in service in that moment. As simple as it may seem, you have done something good for the universe. And I think it's really important for people to realize that they have that beautiful sense of service and power, as simple as it may be, no matter what it is that they're doing. And if they could fuel and magnify it in whatever it is that they're doing through their work, that's amazing. And then you're living even in a more impactful and broader way. And I've done that with what I do with my work, for example, in HR. I almost joined up with ministry work back in 2012. And my husband looked at me and he said, honey, what you do in HR is actually brings you a lot of joy. And I said, you know, it really does. And then I realized, conversation after conversation, situation after situation, that I do workplace ministry. And helping somebody just feel good in what they're doing daily about themselves and what they're giving into the world, just seeing them with that dignity, that's life-changing.
And that is. And that really truly is the power of joy. But I hate for this to end, but we are running out of time. So again, I want to thank you, Nicole, really, for joining us, and deep gratitude for all you have provided. And this book, make sure you go out and get it, The Power of Joy and Purpose, 7 Presence Principles and Tools. You can get it at nicolemartin.live. Nicole, share with the audience any last minute tip that you would like.
I think I would just end with where we started, which is presence is more than just being present. And what have you done to realize your presence today? Are you just present? Or have you brought your presence?
Thank you so much. This is Erica Gifford Mills, Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Take some time to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take action to make that answer a yes. If you're unsure what you can do or need to do to live a rooted life, reach out. I am happy to help. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.